This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. An American Farm Bureau official says even if it is tough getting China to comply with a WTO ruling against its retaliatory tariffs on U.S. exports 5 years ago, it was the right decision. Trade advisor Dave Solmonson says whether or not China complies, it's important the WTO uphold world trade rules.
Of course, we know with the condition of the appellate process at the WTO means that without a functioning appellate body, it will be difficult, at least the direct matter, to get that enforced. But it has the weight of the world body behind telling China they really have no basis for continuing these tariffs.
And some of those tariffs remain.
Almonds, pork, dairy, things like that. So they still have tariffs and they range. Some of them are 10%, some of them are 20%. They're on the books. Now, some of them are being enforced, some of them aren't. Kind of all depends what China needs.
But Solmonson says, still, China remains a core U.S. ag market.
We were about $36 billion last year, the highest ever. Of course, we'll see where that goes this year, but agricultural trade with China still remains very, very strong, still our number one market.
Despite U.S.-China differences, Solmonson says countries sometimes compartmentalize issues, and when they need those products, they need them.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.